Welcome to this edition of Team USASAC, a podcast dedicated to explaining and telling the United States Army Security Assistance Command's mission. It is now October, which is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, so in today's episode, we are going to be talking about just that. I'm Kristen Pittman with Public Affairs, and here with me to give a look into the world of cybersecurity is none other than USASAC's Cyber Operations Team Lead, Mike Doherty. Sir, thank you for joining us.
Hey, Kristen. Good morning. Thanks for having me. I appreciate you putting this together and discussing this important topic.
Of course. So first things first, just how serious a threat is cybersecurity?
Cybersecurity is a very serious threat. Can impact individuals, private and public sector businesses, and national security. The threats can range from data breaches, identity theft, ransomware, to disruptions in critical infrastructure. Particularly ransomware attacks are on the rise. It could happen to an individual, but some big businesses have been impacted. They can shut down operations for these big businesses until a ransom's paid to the cyber criminals. The cyber threat to national security is significant and it's a big concern. I attended the National Cyber Summit here in Huntsville last month, and some of the speakers, they were talking about the national security threat, how serious it is, especially from North Korea, Iran, Russia, and China. There are cyber criminals out there, and they're selling malware to these nation states to carry out attacks. China is probably the biggest threat to our national security. They're playing the long game. They're considered an advanced persistent threat. And then the advanced persistence threat is they get in a system, they have unauthorized access, and then they just kind of hide out. They just remain undetected for an extended period of time, and their goal is when the time is right to steal sensitive data, conduct cyber espionage, and to sabotage critical systems. So they're a huge threat to us. Also, the cyber landscape is continuing to change. It evolves all the time. And things like AI, cyber criminals are going to leverage those AI capabilities to develop new attacks. And there'll be new threats because of that.
Yeah, AI seems like it's attacking our grandparents on Facebook. There's a lot of that going around.
Yeah.
So next question. You hear terms like phishing, malware, and ransomware, which you mentioned earlier, when talking about cybersecurity. For our audience, can you just give a brief explanation of what these terms actually mean?
Phishing, and I know with the cyber awareness training that we all have to do, a lot of folks are familiar with these terms, but yeah, I'll give you a quick rundown. So phishing's when cyber criminals, they try to trick you into revealing personal information by pretending to be a trustworthy source. They often, use phishing emails and try to trick you into giving information or to clicking on a link. And then they'll attack or try to get something from you. Malware is short for malicious software, and these programs are designed to harm your computer or steal your information. Viruses, Trojan horses, ransomware, they're all types of malware. And I know we talked before about ransomware and how big a threat it is. These attacks have, they can really impact critical infrastructure. I don't know if you remember the Colonial Pipeline attack in 2001, but it shut down the gas pipelines pretty much on the whole East Coast. Mm-hmm. And the cyber criminals, they were demanding millions in Bitcoin. they did, I think it was the FBI did recover some of that money, but still, they got away with millions on that one. And Toyota, too, in 2022, they were victim of a ransomware attack. And it shut down their factories until you know they paid the cyber criminals millions in Bitcoin. So anyway, quick rundown on some of those terms.
Sounds like cybersecurity makes an impact, positive or negative, on not only the employees, but also the organization as a whole. So, what can an individual employee do to help combat the cyber threat?
I think the main thing is to stay alert, be aware, be vigilant, and if you see anything suspicious or just something unusual, then report that to your G26, and we can look into it. And another thing, I mean, I know it's a requirement, but complete your mandatory training, and that part of that's your cyber awareness challenge training, and just kind of follow the guidance in that training. That's going to help a lot.
From your experience in the field, what are some different things folks can look for when talking about cyber threats, and what are the most common?
I would say, as an individual, I'd look for unusual activity on your computer. Your computer it's running normally one day, and then the next day it's running really slow, or it's speeding up and slowing down. Back when we used to have the disk hard drives, you could hear it hitting, so stuff like that. Resources, a lot of resources being used in the background that you're like, well, why, what's going on here? What's happening? Strange software issues. You see some unusual software. Sometimes you get software loaded on your computer and you don't. I mean, it's legit software, but something really unusual. Or if you even have a question about that software, report it, or ask the help desk or ask G26 about it, and we can confirm if it's legitimate or not. But yeah, I think look for those system crashes, security alerts, anything, just really anything unusual or suspicious.
And what about emails? Do you have any advice about what to look for in emails that maybe are from unrecognized sources?
Yeah. Report it. Don't open it. Don't click on any links. Don't click on any attachments. But, some of the stuff, they say in the training, if it's poorly worded, it's not coming from a legitimate source, or even if it seems strange or unusual, or you just kind of have a feeling that doesn't seem right, go ahead and check with G26.
So you're saying I'm not going to get $500 from that obscure source just for filling out their survey with all of my personal information?
Probably not.
All right. What I'm starting to see throughout our conversation is that security really takes everyone, doesn't it? How important is participation in dealing with cyber threats?
Absolutely takes everyone, I think it's a team sport. Everybody needs to participate. Everybody, like I said before, needs to stay vigilant and aware and to report. All that's important to protecting the Army systems, the Army networks, and, all our critical data. The best practices that you're doing here in the office, apply those to, at home. Some of the things you can do at home. I know we don't usually use, well, I guess we do use some passwords. We're using more multi-factor authentication now. But at home, make sure you're using strong passwords. You don't use the same password for multiple systems. You change them. And like I know, if you have a whole bunch of different passwords, it's hard to keep track of them. So on your phone, if you have a password manager, it'll encrypt those passwords and it'll help you manage those. So those are just, a few tips that might help.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I will have to go home and change my password from password 1234 !! So it's probably not a really strong one.
Yeah.
We are just about to wrap up today's episode, but if there's one or two things you wanted our listening audience to take away, what would it be?
I think I'm kind of hammering this home, but stay alert, stay vigilant, report anything suspicious. That's, I think, the main thing at work, That's what I think the main point I think I'd like to wrap things up with.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Daugherty, for taking time out of your schedule and joining us today. We appreciate you giving our listeners an inside look at cybersecurity and really what people can do to combat the threat moving forward. So thank you very much. And I want to thank all of you that tuned into this special edition of Team USASAC. As always, if you want to learn more about the United States Army Security Assistance Command, just visit our website at www.army.mil/USASAC. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. Until next time, for Team USASAC, I'm Kristen Pittman. Thank you for listening.
Thanks, Kristen. Appreciate it.